seen Hunger Force needed to go on forever. I don't know if it's still on the air or not.
I don't think so.
But I'm here to tell you right now, the fact that we let that show die as a human species is probably the gravest injustice that I can ever think about for the past 2,000 years.
I think it had its run.
That's the polar opposite of what I was just saying. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It is Wednesday, July 25th. Very happy to be here. Andy's back from L.A. Andy, how you doing?
Dude, back from La La Land, Nick. Tons of celebrities, tons of stars. We're all hanging out. I'm hanging out with Tom Cruise. We're smoking a fat doobie in Club 24.
Tom Cruise, that's like some, okay.
Yeah, and then then guess who walks up? Bruce Willis, Danny Glover, and Eddie Murphy.
And they go, "Hey, man, we're redoing all of our seminal films."
Yeah.
And we're doing Beverly Hills Cop, Die Hard. Who was the middle one?
Eddie Murphy.
And Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
Yeah.
I'm Predator gonna make 2. Predator 2. We yeah. want you to be the Predator yeah. in all three of these movies.
Dude, it was
and you're
just
like, I'm in, man.
It was a lot of fun hanging out with all these like big time celebs, Nick.
It's so cool that you got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we were here holding the fort down. We're gonna talk about what you did down in LA a little bit for the big topic.
Mm-hmm.
We can't spoil too much, of course, because
sure.
you're under embargo, but we will have some fun with that and I'll get some early impressions from you.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the morning show every day, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT. You guys can be here with us in the chat, just like Lexi Gunner is. Lexi Gunner always in there holding it down. We appreciate you. If you guys cannot watch in the chat, that is okay. You can't watch live, that's okay. We put the show up on YouTube and on iTunes and podcast services all around the world. If you're watching it on YouTube, please feel free to leave a comment below on any of your thoughts on any of the topics we talk about or any of the stupid bits. Or if you want to just leave a word of the day, the word of the day today is Moonanites.
Muchacho. Oh.
Moonanites. You were too slow on the draw. And then you put Moon in me, and then I said Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Moonanites.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to spell it either, but it'll be super fun to do. Of course. If you are watching live, guess what? There's lots of fun little perks. Like, I'll shout you out sometimes, just like Arville Cyanide, whose name I always say wrong. But if you want your name said wrong, you can be in the Twitch chat with us right now. And if you want it said extra wrong, you want an extra chance of saying it wrong, you can be a Twitch subscriber to us. Of course, that really, really helps out. You can give us your hard-earned dollars, or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like it to go to us, but if it can't go to us, give it to someone who is streaming nightly like Andy or Sancho West, or any of the people in the community that you are enjoying their streams when you're not watching ours. Because I swear to God, Sancho West, if you're streaming the same time we're streaming, it is on.
Did you hear about
him not thanking me ever?
But like, if you have to choose between Andy and us,
so we played the other night.
Right?
Yeah, I saw. No one invited me. It's cool.
Me and Sancho played.
I literally got I'm a subscriber now.
Yeah.
I got the notification. Hey, Sancho West is playing, and it said with Andy. I think I made that.
No,
up.
I don't think it did.
I think it said with Andy, and then it said ha 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 fuck you Scarpino.
So I said, Nick is mad that you never thanked him because.
Yeah.
Whenever Nick does something for you, it's he does it for him because he wants praise for doing
yes,
the good thing.
100%.
Right? Yeah.
I am not altruistic.
Yeah.
I don't even pretend to be. I do everything because I'm selfish.
Right. Yeah,
truly
yeah.
selfish.
And Sancho said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, Nick subbed to you a week and a half ago. And he was like, no, he did not. I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, hold on. And he we put the game on hold. We were in the middle of a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, just cover me, Andy, and of course I covered him because I'm one of the best Fortnite players in the world.
Yes,
like at least
are.
Top 10.
This is why I can't quit you, man.
Yeah,
I can't quit you.
And so he's looking through his sub list. He was like, kind of funny games, right? And I was like, no. He did it under his own name, Nick Scarpino. And I saw him hit the subscribe for free. Like I had to teach him how to do it. And he was like, oh my God, he did. And he was like, okay.
Vindication.
So he's not going to bring it.
But how bad did his voice sound? How bad did he feel?
Wait, what the fuck? Why is he not watching our shows?
That's a good question, Kevin.
That's really upsetting.
He's too big time right now.
So at the end of the month, he's going to thank you because it'll also remind you to resub to him.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not happening again.
It's a good strategy.
That's not how the strategy works. As you know, I will pick someone else to sub to, and if they don't immediately thank me, this joke will continue.
Okay.
This stupid, stupid joke will continue.
Okay.
Honestly, if they immediately thank you, this joke will continue.
I will just probably not see it because I don't pay attention. For all I know, Sancho West could have thanked me already.
Yeah, no, he was very thankful. He's very happy about it.
Doesn't sound grateful. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I do things. I I put things out there because I like to be a very productive member of our community. Mm-hmm. But mostly, that's like secondary.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's just because it makes me feel like a better human being. It inflates my ego to do good things for people.
Yeah, I was letting him know that.
Yeah. So also let him know that I've probably shouted out his stream now at least 10 times during the morning show.
Sure.
So for
It'd
real.
It'd be cool if he watched once.
So be fucking cool, Sancho West. The only way. One time.
I think the best way to repay you, Nick, is to get you some fucking dubs in Fortnite.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't take L's, son. But if you put two L's together, you get a fucking dub.
It's a dub.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Wu-Tang. If you pull them back together and you put up the little wingies, you get gang and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you do this, you get a little sort of weird shape that you can look through. Hello. Hello. Like a speakeasy.
He's
hello,
like a
what's the password? Mornanites. cool, Greg. Let me ask you a question. There are two Diet Cokes in the fridge. One's half open and probably flat. Has the other one been opened yet? Can you check and see? If it hasn't been opened, can you please bring that to me? If it has been opened, take both of them and slowly throw them at Greg Miller.
It's not half... It's opened, right? But it doesn't look like it's been drinking from?
I feel like someone... and then I don't want it. You know what I mean?
So, no, but here's the thing. I thought, like, I saw the bottle. And I was like, ooh, Diet Coke. I'm going to go for it. And I was like, oh, it's already been opened.
But it's been in there for 2 months.
Ah, damn it.
So I think it's, at this point, probably flat. That's what I'm saying. I really wanted Diet
Coke. I pulled
right
away
now.
From it. I wanted it so bad. And I saw that it was open. I was like, fuck, this is somebody's already. And I guess it's still been there.
Law of the jungle, man. You can never take another man's half jungle drink of Diet Coke. Like when I smoke cigarettes, you never, ever, ever take someone's last cigarette. Never.
Oh, sure.
Can I get a cigarette? And they open the box, you see one cigarette, it's on you. You go, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it.
What
last
if
cigarette.
They're like, let's share it?
Then that's dumb.
Okay. Bubblegum.
I say it right now. That's dumb. Let's see what else we have here. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show, of course, is brought to you by one of our illustrious sponsors, Simple Contacts. Tim uses it. We'll get to that later. Of course, if you guys want to be entered in to win our daily giveaway here, you can be a subscriber. We've already gone over that. You can be in the chat, which is great. Or you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 or above level. You get all the perks of the $1 above level, but you also get entered to win. Cool, Greg, you came back. You laid on the ground. There's no update. What's going on?
I blew my Greg.
So they were both opened. Can I get some water then? And maybe a hot coffee.
Do you want him to go to... He can go to Walgreens.
No, I'll go afterwards. I don't need to be drinking Diet Coke at 11:09.
If Cool Greg does go to Walgreens, though, we can get some more coffee creamer.
Why do you want this coffee creamer so much? Why are you so gigi? I saw the Slack today.
I think you have a problem with the coffee creamer. Like, you want it too much.
Can you water me first, then a Walgreens run? Let's get cans of soda this time, not bottles. And here's why. Because then I know for sure they're not open.
Oh, yeah?
See, I go in there, I can't take stock. Whose bottle is that? Is Andy going to come back to this? Should I have drank that a long time ago? That's where we made a misstep.
You know what's a good feeling, Nick? When you
getting a massage.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fine.
When you open up a soda.
Yeah.
And obviously you're kind of worried about it getting flat.
Yeah.
Right? You never want a flat soda.
Fuck, this
but there
disgusting.
Are some times where a day later, an opened half soda.
A little flat.
Will be in the fridge and it's super fucking cold. And it's like, there's no way that this has any carbonation left. Yeah. But sodas do. Not sparkling water does not. Sparkling water loses its carbonation really quickly. But diet sodas or just regular soda still has a little bit of that little like little bubbles.
Yeah.
It feels so good down the throat, Nick. And I love rediscovering that I had an open soda in the fridge, man. It's a good feeling.
It's super fun.
No good.
It's a good feeling.
I'm with you on this one.
Kevin, try it out one day.
I've tried it.
Kevin, why do you...
Give it a shot.
You think this fat boy hasn't had a half-open soda?
It's true. He's tried a lot of different shit.
Yeah. I've tried shit you've never even thought about.
Fuck.
Have you ever accidentally frozen a soda and then been like, fuck it, I'm eating this?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I used to pour, when I was a kid, I used to take cans of regular Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
pour them into a ceramic bowl, put them in the freezer half a day.
Whoa.
Break them, bring them out. You had to do it, time it right. You get it out, you get a slushy. If you left them there too long, though, you do get a brick of Coca-Cola. You got to start over.
You want it flaky.
You want it so that the top level and the bottom level are frozen, but the in-between is slushy.
Yeah.
And you can mix it up and you get the Coke slushy.
Yeah,
it was so good. Because back in the day when I first discovered at the 7-Eleven, the Coke Slurpee, I was like, this is the best fucking thing ever.
Did you mix it up with a cherry one too?
Sometimes. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. And sometimes I would I would go back and forth between like, do I want the blue? Do I want the cherry, like the red? Do I want blue and red swirl like mm-hmm. together? Mm-hmm. So that was pretty good. Like the old Slurpee, the actual old school Slurpee. And then they had the Coke Slurpee, and I was like, this is fucking endgame. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, these guys just fucking took that nice sniper rifle out and put one right through the fucking, right through your head.
There it is.
Well,
there it is. How about that?
Have you, by the way, in Fortnite, have you gotten that new,
I haven't played since it dropped. But I've heard it's just ridiculously OP. It's like the same gun, the red guns from Westworld. Those look so tight, the red ones.
Gun?
I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah. It's the same configuration.
Yeah, it looks like it's the same. It's the P90. It looks fucking tight. Yeah.
I really want it. I haven't found it anywhere.
I haven't played since a new update has been out, but I've heard that it's just like ridiculously OP and it doesn't. The TDK is very, very low. TDK, time to kill.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, Cool Greg just gave me the thumbs up. He knows what's up.
I think are you going to. You going to go to the Walgreens right now?
Yeah.
You get one of those like reams of diet soda. Okay, get Andy some coffee creamer, and also get him some diapers, because he's whining all the time and may have pooped himself.
He's whining all the time, the baby!
Oh, poop me with creamer.
You're asking for diet soda. What's different than
that? It seems unfair.
It is.
It really seems unfair. You know what I mean? Like, should I be giving people a free sub and then asking them for thanks for that?
No, absolutely not.
But if I didn't, we would have literally nothing to talk about except for Tom Cruise. All fucking day, every day.
Dude, are we gonna go see Mission Impossible?
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
I'd like to. I'm planning on seeing it this weekend with the old missus.
Okay.
Does she like it?
She does. She does. How could you not like Mission Impossible?
That's good.
I'm surprised Tim hasn't seen the Mission Impossible.
Me too. Yet.
It's very weird to me. Because it's right up his alley. They're just dumb, fun action movies.
Yeah.
And they're all exactly the same. It's similar to Fast and Furious.
It's emulating Fast and Furious.
Yeah, except it actually has more of a plot.
They're getting more and more outrageous.
Weren't they first?
I mean, I'm talking about like just getting more and more outrageous.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're just ridiculous. Okay.
We have a fun news story about that coming up today. But before we do that, Kevin, can you please give us the housekeeping?
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
If you've been sleeping under a rock for the last 17 weeks, or 19 weeks, or 30 weeks, you're missing the best thing we do on youtube.com/kindoffun. And I say that knowing that I'm doing the competing product every day of the morning show, but it doesn't matter. XCU in review is happening. We are going through each and every one of the X-Men movies, rewatching them, re-reviewing them, plot summaries, fun facts, giggles. We had a blast this week recording our Days of Future Past review. Man, there's some good moments
in
this.
Did we laugh for a solid minute?
Oh, God.
A whole minute.
I feel like that was conservatively one of the best moments we've ever had.
My stomach was still sore the next day.
I just hope people enjoyed as much as we did.
I doubt they will.
No, yeah.
Because I think it was the perfect combination of ramping up that joke for an hour straight and also all of us being tired from the 4 weeks prior.
Yeah, yeah.
And just hysterics. But it was super fun. That's dropping Thursday, 9 a.m. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. on youtube.com/kindoffunny. So make sure you guys stay current with that. Check that out. And you know what? Honestly, even if you're not current with us, and you've seen the X-Men movies before, we give a great recap of what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's actually really fun if you watch along with us, so make sure you make some time for that. Of course, next week is Deadpool, the first Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, so make sure you guys watch that one as well. Next up, RTX, next week, starting the 3rd, going the 5th, lots of fun things we're doing.
Can you add an H to week?
What's that?
Say week again?
Week.
Okay, you did.
Did I not do it?
No, he didn't.
How did I say it the first time? I want to make sure
You said it like that. You nailed the annoying thing.
Did I annoy you with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Kevin, conservatively though, and you know I like feedback, how could I make that more annoying for you?
No, you nailed it.
You don't think it could get more annoying?
I don't think you can figure it out.
What if I ate a pork rind while saying week?
No, I like pork rinds. That'll just make me hungry.
It's too loud for the camera.
Oh, looks like you're annoying Andy now.
I'm a man.
You're good?
I'll take one.
Okay.
Take one. Here we go. Yeah.
Look at Nick proving that he's a man.
How you feel about that, audio listeners? Tweet at me.
It doesn't sound that bad. The gate's pretty good on this.
Fair point. August 3rd through the 5th, Austin Convention Center. We are very excited. We go every year. We love seeing everyone out there. If you're in the Texas area or if you're coming in, please come to our events. You can go to kindoffunny.com/RTX and see the full schedule. Kevin, can you scroll down here a little bit?
Sure.
There it is right there. Look how pretty it is.
Small.
Look how, there it is. Oh, enhance. Enhance.
Thursday,
August 2nd, we're doing a Let's Play Live at RTX Austin's. We're part of that show as well. Friday, Kind of Funny on the center stage. Come see us there. Buy some merch. Have
Please
some fun.
Please, God, come see us.
We have an autograph session Saturday, August 4th. That is from 11:30 a.m. And then 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is the fun thing that's not updated here. But Kevin, if you go to the next one, my Twitter, the next tab, please. We are excited to announce the title for the documentary we've been working on for, what's that?
The header.
You know what's funny is I almost changed that to one of the prom pictures, and I got to be honest, I couldn't bring myself to do it because you and me, Andy and Nelly doing the Thelma and Louise. It's so good.
It's a great Photoshop job.
I can't not. It's a good grain structure.
Oh, yeah.
It really matched the rest of the grain structure for the rest of the actual film.
Waiting for the Punchline, arguably the best title ever.
Yes. And that is the actual title of it. A lot of people have been saying, hey, when are we going to be able to see the documentary you've been working on about your stand-up comedy journeys? Well, it's going to be premiering at August 4th. 2 p.m. the Hilton Governor's Ballroom. As to when it's actually going to be live for RT, what is it? RT Prime? No.
What's RT First?
RT First. I do not know. We don't have a schedule for that yet. But you guys can come out and see this. I'll be there. The director, the producers will be there. I think some of the guys will be there as well. And I believe we're going to do a QA afterward for a little bit if it starts on.
I'll be in the crowd watching.
I hope so.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
I'm very proud of it. We're all very proud of it.
Awesome.
I haven't seen the second cut yet, but if they implemented my changes, no can defend. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
If done right, no can defend. It's funny because they gave it to me. They're like, hey, man, what do you think? And I was like, I really love this. This is fantastic. I'm super proud. I'm gushing about this. Now here's 5 pages of time code notes.
Sure.
And
sure.
They're like, motherfucker. That's what I do, dude.
You really have that many changes?
Nah.
Okay.
I had maybe like a page of time code. Like one scroll down in the email. I don't know how many pages, in the email. Yeah. I maybe had like 20 notes.
What I heard is that it was phenomenal and didn't require many, many corrections.
You know me, man. You give me an edit, I'm going to tell you what I think. You give me another one, I'm going to tell you what I think. You got to cut me off.
Yep.
I love that there's just a cute little panda bear behind us eating some of those chicharrones.
Jared, can I get one of those chicharrones?
Someone in chat says, Melty Joe says, is Jared pulling an Andy? I was going to make an emote of just like a bag of snacks to signify whenever
did
I come up here.
Did you make the timeout emote or did someone else make that?
I made it, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every time I time someone out, and by the way, it pisses people off. Because for whatever reason, we time people out. We just ban people for 10 minutes.
It's fun.
It's super fun.
I saw a... Vince Patel says... where did it go? God damn it, why does it keep scrolling?
Is that a character from fucking Heroes?
Vince Patel says that you need to update your bio. It needs to say President of Kind of Funny Bits.
I apologize. I will...
No, that's not what he is, though.
I will 100% do that today.
Of the World Championship.
I've been hearing that he's the president.
I'll say this. Some people have been complaining about the litigious and liberal use of timeouts during this administration. I'm not above reproach. This administration has made mistakes.
Those people have been timed out.
It has made mistakes.
That boy Tommy asks, Andy, how far are you into My Hero Academia? I'm six episodes into season 2.
Andy, I don't know if you noticed, but Nick is doing a bit.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Kevin.
No worries.
Is he?
I mean, Andy hasn't been on the show and so long he doesn't understand that I was going to make fun of DH Canada.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, we timed him out for absolutely no reason, and he was so pissed, he came into the comments of the video and was like, God damn you, why are you timing me out?
I always thought it was Omega Batman.
Oh, I time him out all the time. Okay. There's 3 people that fucking
get it whenever they want it.
Get my griddle, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Omega Batman, he's gonna get timed out pretty close here.
Yeah.
I just feel it. Ignacio Rojas just needs
to,
no. Okay.
No, I meant Omega Batman, because he's yelling timeout,
is he?
Question mark.
Maybe.
Oh, now he's saying stuff. I'm not going to read it.
But Ignacio Rojas is the one that I just see him come in and I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to fucking hear what you have to say. I don't care if it's a good thing.
Too far.
You're getting timed out.
Oh, yeah.
The first time we timed him out for 10 minutes, he was so pissed. He was like, can you not fucking time me out for 10 minutes?
I don't know how to do any less. I don't know how to do any less.
No, you can untime him out, but I always forget to do it. And I tell myself, when I was doing the show with Joey, I was like, it's not working, so I have to click the button to time him out, but I'll remember to untime him out, because I always forget to do it on my streams. I'll remember to untime him out, and still forgot. And I see, 10 minutes later, him pop up, dude, for the love of God, quit doing it for 10 minutes.
It's so fucked up. But you know what? You got to go where the art takes you.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we have on housekeeping here? Big Kev, party mode, watch it. Don't bring it up, Kevin, it's fine.
It's party mode week, though, remember?
Is it party mode week?
Party mode.
Go watch our Rocket League party mode. It was fucking hilarious. We played new characters called LaCroix Boys and I lost. And I want it to be noted that we played the game again and we won. No, I just want it to be
that footage is gone forever, though.
Oh, is it gone forever? I heard it was a Patreon exclusive that's coming out at some point.
No.
Well, I already told people that, so you have to actually... That's what true. I love is how, when you zoom in on us, I finally figured out why that shot's so unnerving. I love it. It's hilariously
comedic.
Slightly
out of focus?
Well, for one thing, our shot's way out of focus compared to the gameplay footage. But the other thing is, when you zoom in on someone, the background should get more blurry, but it doesn't. It just stays the same, and so it's completely off-putting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But also, your shirts get keyed quite a bit.
Oh, I don't care. It's hilarious.
Because the shirts are, like, very, very bright blue, and then it makes it look like a baby blue.
Yeah.
After the key.
Oh, yeah, it's a different color. Whatever. Yeah. So does my skin tone. I look a little jaundiced than this, but it gives a fucking flying dick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tip me or Andy, I think we figured out what the problem with the tips was.
Yep, totally solved it.
Totally solved. Omega Batman left the tip yesterday. I apologize. Did you put that tip in from Omega Batman?
It's at the very top. Also, thank you, Omega Batman, for helping me figure that out.
He said if Kinda Funny members were wrestlers, they would be, and the reasons why, Nick is Ric Flair because he was the face while being a heel. Absolutely. Tim, Seth Rollins, up-and-comer who had two-minute title reign at a point. And Greg would be David Arquette because he's the worst champ of all time. It's fair. These are fair things.
No, that's, dude, no that's way. That last bit was pretty funny. It wasn't true.
Now, you know, I'm not one to interject interstitial graphics that have expletives in them. But I did want to try this one out. This was given to us on Twitter yesterday. And I got to say, as a tip, as a clip to roll before the tips, it's pretty doggone impressive.
Good idea.
Let me know what you think about this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the new section we call the tips.
I mean, we don't have this set up. But...
Okay. One more time.
Money, your fucking money. I like it. I love it. I love it.
I love it. I forget who gave that to us.
Can we please?
But man, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, how would we?
It's just the problem. It's just not the audio. It's not loud enough.
Well, you're gonna have to pull it. You're gonna have to actually roll this clip.
All right, well, yeah, I'm going
to then we'll have to boost the audio levels in post. We'll have to enhance.
Enhance.
Do you understand, Kevin?
Enhance,
no,
Kevin.
I don't.
Kevin, do you understand how to enhance?
Equalizer. 10-band equalizer.
Now, to be fair, I wonder if we're going to get claimed on this one. Is this person not... Is this monetized?
I have no idea.
Can we steal this?
I don't know.
Can we reach out to Taki, who published this on February 13th, 2016, and see if it's okay to use this?
I mean, this... I don't know.
Play it one more time. Let's see if it's funny.
Like, how do we not know that he didn't take this video?
The thing is this. Nobody knows.
How about that? I think it's great.
Do it one more time. Just replay. Hit the replay button.
You're right.
Dude. I think it's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah. You know what it reminds you? It reminds you of Will Ferrell's daughter.
Yeah.
In that first sort
she's
of...
She's like, give me your... You fucking know. But he's like, no, I don't... That's a great...
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down. All right.
Pearl. Yes, Joey. Pearl.
That's fantastic. All right, everyone. Let's go to the news, Kev. The news. Top on the news stories today comes from the Hollywood Reporter. Mission Impossible Fallout budget soars after Tom Cruise's injury raises box office stakes. This I thought was a very interesting article, of course, going into this weekend when Mission Impossible comes out. We're all very, very excited to see it. This story reads, thanks to Mission Impossible star Tom Cruise's onset ankle injury and recuperation, the film's budget ballooned to a franchise high, making the profit margins even tighter for Paramount and Skydance. The eight-week hiatus pushed Fallout's budget to roughly... $250 million, about $80 million more than 2015's Rogue Nation, the franchise's previous outing, a source tells The Hollywood Reporter. But insiders caution that Fallout's real costs were closer to $180 million, given that most of the extra costs associated with the injury will be covered by the insurance because Tom Cruise's broke the ankle during production. Of course, they probably have a ridiculous insurance thing for him.
Absolutely.
My thing is this. Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Break both ankles.
Fucking let him Jackie Chan the shit out of his career.
Yeah.
Just do all the cool stunts. Because, like, they're getting so much promotional value out of him doing these stunts. When they show the stunt of him, and you know the stunt, it's when he jumps out of the window onto the next building and just, like, totally smashes.
And at first it looked like it was more of a rib breakage.
Yeah.
I heard, oh, he got hurt. I wonder how. But it didn't say what the injury was when it first sort of leaked or whatever.
Right.
And they showed that footage where he crashes into the edge of it, and the corner of the brick sort of like...
Yeah, no, he slammed. Hits, he probably hurt that, too.
I thought, oh, he probably broke a rib. Maybe he, like, punctured something. It was like an ankle break, really. How the fuck did that happen? But yeah, this is great fucking...
It's great publicity.
Yeah, it's great publicity for the movie.
And they did that. They did the behind-the-scenes featurette on him, like, learning how to fly helicopters so they could actually
get ridiculous.
So fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what you gotta do if you're gonna do the sixth installment of a Mission Impossible frame. You gotta take it up a notch, man. Like, I wanna see... I'm not saying people should, like, be put in bodily harm. I don't want people to do that. But if you're Tom Cruise and you're willing to sacrifice a broken ankle here and there to fucking make this shit look real and make it, and like just make cinematic history, do it. That's why I fell in love with Jackie Chan. You familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You ever heard of Jackie Chan?
I've heard of him, yeah.
One of the world's biggest stars?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I used to love watching like the outtakes of him doing the stunts. Well, there's great, when he did Police Story, the famous one is like, well, first off, he would just fight. Like, he would always have like cast and shit on, and he'd have to keep doing the movie because they were like, we don't have a fucking budget for this. Just keep going. But the best one, I think it was when he did Police Story, he does this effect where he jumps off the third story of a mall railing and grabs onto a string of Christmas lights, like like light bulbs in a string, and rides down them, and is supposed to go and crash through a little gazebo at the bottom of it. What they didn't think of was that there's electricity running through the lights, and so he gets about halfway down. Mind you, he's supposed to run the whole length of it and then drop like 5 feet into this gazebo that's like padded. He gets halfway down and realizes that his hands are being electrocuted because he's bursting the bulbs and electricity is coursing through. He just fucking lets go and falls like
maybe
20 feet into this gazebo. Like, gets fucked up. Fucked up.
I think of that. I think of all the scenes with him and Chris Tucker where he's like jumping through the tiny little entrances
and just
of like
keeps slamming his fucking face into it.
Yeah. Really.
And
cool
that's everything. That's why it's so fun because you don't. Like, when people can really do that shit for real, obviously there are real consequences when they fail, and they always fail. There's another one where I think he had a jump similar to Tom Cruise's, where I think he was jumping from a pier to a boat or something like that, and just crushed his ankle. Just toppled it, man. Ugh. I mean, people just get fucked up. What's this say?
The most takes ever on a movie is one of Jackie Chan's movie. 2,900 takes.
Oh, my God.
For the entire scene.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Now that makes sense. Not for one scene.
Right, right.
It's not like when they were doing the social network and Fincher was like, hey man, we need you to just do that scene. Like they did they did the opening scene where he's talking to the girl, his girlfriend in that thing. They did it like the 90 bar. Times.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently it's Fincher, right? I think Fincher did. Yeah. Apparently he was like, you're not exacerbated enough because they hadn't really met. They didn't really know each other. And he was like, you guys are supposed to be a couple that's been dating for a long time and breaking up. And you're not angry enough at each other.
I see.
And so he just kept them there like all day doing that same scene over and over again in order to get them to a point where they were so pissed off that they would actually give him that. And I don't,
Let's just watch Jackie Chan.
Oh my God, can
stunts.
We? Can we watch some of these?
Let's
are we going to get claimed?
Stunt on this fucking chat right now.
I think we're going to get claimed.
Anyway, I really want to, I can't wait to watch this movie. The problem is, I would probably go see it with the GF, but she hadn't seen any of the movies either.
You don't really need to.
You really don't. I think this one looks like it's the one that's built the most on the previous one.
I can't. We're watching this most amazing fucking clip right now. I can't pay attention to anything. You know me. I have shiny objects in front of me, Kevin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the clip.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I thought he was talking about that, too.
Oh, no. I was talking about the...
You're talking about Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was saying, I think this one is the most, like, tied with the last movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's like, I think it takes place directly after the last one.
When did they bring back Ving Rhames? Like, when was that? Was that 4?
He came back in, I think he was in, I want to say he had a cameo in 3. But 4 for shit.
He came out at the end.
Because 3, they brought in Simon Pegg to be that character.
Yeah.
And then I think 4, I think they recruited him at the end to come in and help. And then I don't think he was in 5.
Hmm. Ving was back in 3, says CRS1 in chat.
I remember seeing him in 3 at some point, but I don't think he was very, like... I think he came out, like, the end or something.
Yeah, the end where they're all meeting up at the
cool, like, San Francisco pier. Yeah. And he sees what's
real
her
name, far away.
And she smiles and he smiles. And it's super sad.
Yeah, it reminded me of Alfred and Batman.
When he's like, Fournette, like, you would think, oh, you're not dead? Cool, I'll just cheers you and go about my business. Not, maybe I'll walk over and be like, hey, it's so great that you're not fucking dead.
Oh my God. Very excited. We have a lot to talk about.
Also, pretty sure I would have known you're not dead because you're one of the most famous It's like an Elon Musk just
That was at the end of 4. That was at the end of 4.
That was the end of 4, okay. Was he in 3, though?
I don't know. He was a cameo in 4.
Mr. Yasmin says he was in 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, so he wasn't in 4. He has a cameo in 4, but that means he was still in 4.
I could have sworn that him coming back at the cameo in 4 was like sort of the big moment of like, hey, here's the star that you haven't seen in a while, you know what I mean? But I guess
I'll tell you, man, I fucking love these movies.
Oh, I love them.
I mean, 2 notwithstanding, they're just fun.
It's one of my favorite franchises.
Just looking at this one, I'm like, it looks cool. It's like spy espionage. You're going to have awesome action. I love Rebecca Ferguson. I think she's doing a great job in this. Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames, you would think, hey, do we need 2 tech guys? Turns out, yeah, we do. So how dare you for fucking asking that question, Nick?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Back the fuck away. Eat your goddamn popcorn. It's Twix time.
BTFU. You know what I mean?
Back the fuck up. Okay, BTFU.
BTFU, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool, man.
BTFU. BTFF. Back to the Future.
2 is bad, says AJ Frey.
Yeah, 2's the only one that's 2's not great.
2's definitely not great. It's hard to watch it.
It's like the Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. His hair looks great in it, but everyone was wearing a turtleneck. And I'm like, does everyone, like, that was back in the time when turtlenecks were just the, like chunky turtlenecks with the thing and tight.
When
and
I would,
jacked,
when I would,
everyone was wearing a turtleneck.
When I would play pretend,
it was so much
turtleneck. And I wanted to be a spy,
you put a turtleneck.
I would absolutely wear a turtleneck.
Yeah.
I had like a white turtleneck and I pretended that I was like fucking espionage, 007 Mission Impossible. Like, that was the vibe. That's the thing that, and I had like this, fucking like word processing typewriter that my dad had. It was like a Brother. Remember the band?
Yeah,
the brand Brother.
Yeah, they still make stuff.
Yeah, and it was just like all it was for like printing out little things or whatever. And I would always pretend I was hacking stuff. And it was like so cool to be a kid.
When I was in my college years, I was super overweight, but I wanted so bad. Like, I had friends that were jacked, and so when they put the sweater on, it looked so cool. And so I would like everywhere I'd go and try these sweaters on, and it just looked horrible because I was just like. They're so skin tight that I just look like a potato.
You want to look like Fassbender.
Yeah, I want to look like Fassbender. So I bought one finally, and I wore it for a little bit, and I was just so uncomfortable with it. Not to mention the fact that I was just sweating. Sweating in this thing. And that has turned me off from chunky turtlenecks for my entire life.
Moist as shit.
Yeah. Is Cool Greg back yet?
I don't believe so.
Because I want to watch this trailer with him.
Okay.
We didn't get a chance to watch this week.
Just wait then.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's go to the next news story. You guys like Coen Brothers, right?
Yes. Their movies make me depressed, though, a lot of times.
They are very depressing and weird. The last one I wasn't too big of a fan of, but I guess the next movie is The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And this was supposed to be a Netflix original series, but they're like, you know what? Let's just make it into a movie.
Okay.
It's supposed to be an anthology series, and now they're like, you know what? It's kind of morphed into a cool movie, like an hour, and I think, what does it say here? It's a movie. And it's still going to have an anthology feel to it chapter-wise, but I think this could be really, really cool. I love their stuff. It's a little hit or miss for me. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou like everyone else was.
Yeah, I hated
but
that movie.
The Big Lebowski is one of my top probably
Hail
10
Caesar
movies.
Was their last movie, right?
Hail Caesar, not a huge fan of.
Not a huge fan of myself. What was
and if the... I'd known now, but I'd known then what I know now, I would have been like, I would have absolutely stopped Alden Ehrenreich from being Han Solo. But he was good in that film, so what we didn't know.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize he was in that movie.
Well...
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the movie was. The one with the guy from, I'm blanking.
George
Clooney. God.
Steven Spielberg. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That movie that George Clooney directed, Suburbicon?
Yeah. Bad?
Felt like a Coen movie.
You know what I didn't like?
And was awful.
What's that?
Didn't like Burn After Reading.
No, I don't think a lot of people liked Burn After Reading.
Hated that.
Oh, again, True Grit, the remake of True Grit.
Oh, True Grit's fantastic. Yeah. Well, then you got that Hailee Steinfeld in that. And let me tell you, just watch Pitch Perfect 3 on the plane. Andy, if I'm lying, I'm fucking dying.
Do you like this goddamn movie?
It's so funny.
Really?
It's stupid and fun. And they finally, the problem with Pitch Perfect 2 is they're like, let's try to continue the story, but it felt rushed. This one still feels rushed, but they were like, let's not even bother trying to, let's not even... try to continue the vibe and the tone of the original movies, which were like real movies. Let's just call a spade and just force all the shit that we liked in the other movies. Like, it's very self-aware. Where they're like, we're going to do a rap-off, right? Or a riff-off right now. People are like, what's a riff-off? And they're like, well, it's where we do this, this, and this. And then you come back, and like, they explain it. And meanwhile, the the two announcers. Do you ever watch Pitch Perfect?
No.
Oh, okay, Elizabeth Banks and...
No.
I forget the actor's name, but they are two announcers. They're also the producers of the movie. they basically commentate on them the whole time and just make fun of the Bellas, who are the singing group. They're a documentary crew in this. So they can, it's just another dumb excuse for them to follow them around and just totally fucking berate them the entire time. Long story short, didn't get a chance to finish it because my flight from San Diego was only an hour. So I still got like 20 or 30 minutes left. But I shit you not, at one point, it was me, an empty chair, and this elderly woman. Very lovely woman.
Okay.
We had not talked, but I feel this. I feel a tap on my arm. And I paused the movie and I'm like, I'm sorry. I like looked at her. I was like, oh no, maybe I'm bothering her because I was laughing out loud so much. She goes, I just wanted you to know, I've never seen this movie and I don't know you, but you're having so much fun that I'm actually enjoying watching you watch this movie. And I was like, I'll take it.
Hell yeah,
I was giggling like an idiot.
Fucking Beatrice.
And you know why? It's because of the actress that plays Fat Amy.
Fat Amy's so good.
Rebel Wilson, I think is her
name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is so, her fucking timing is so good in this that it's like, it's just like, make the movie about her. That's what it needs to be.
They really should have.
Everyone else is good too. Brittany Snow, shout out to Brittany Snow, holding it up. Shout out to Anna Kendrick, she's doing great.
That's
the guy
that
played, by the way, DJ Khaled's in this, as DJ Khaled.
Oh, okay.
And he's fucking hilarious because he plays this really weird, spacey version of himself where like he says shit and everyone's like, I don't know what that means. Like, he's like, yo, you got talent. You're going to go to the stars. We're going to take you there tomorrow. This, that. And then, like, walks away, and everyone's like, I don't know.
He's just doing his
but
thing.
But he has, like, an assistant that's one of the main characters, and him and Anna Kendrick have a great back and forth. I'm telling you, chemistry, such a big component of any comedy. If it's not there, it just doesn't work. That's the problem.
It's just a movie I never thought that I would want to watch.
You know, I didn't either, but it's free and it's
there
on
are so many movies that I you haven't watch watched that I'm interested in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Fucking hair in my mouth. Weird.
Are you back from Walgreens? I'm gonna need two things from you. Three things, actually. One, may I please have a Diet Coke? Two, I need Gang and Shit to come out. Okay, I got ice. I need Gang and Shit to come out to watch this Fantastic Beasts trailer with me.
No, we're not worried about any problems with this.
Look, man, Mr. Glass tried to take us down and we fucked them up.
I don't think so. We had to take. I had to upload three videos.
I threatened Bruce Willis.
Three exports.
What happened? But yeah. See, Kevin, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So.
I'm not saying I hope Cool Greg poisons your drink with Windex. But if it happens, it happens.
Well, the joke will be on you because I like the smell of Windex. There it is, baby.
I'm scared, Professor Dumbledore.
Everyone is scared of something.
I'm so excited.
Ridiculous!
Also, it's cool that, like, Gryffindor is not.
You're up next.
The center of it, you know?
That's
it sucks
at
top of Puffle, whatever.
What Mr. Scamander fears above everything else is.
Having to work in an office, sir.
Go ahead, Newt.
I like it.
Ridiculous!
We're gonna see Hogwarts.
Gotta hope we're in it all day.
Whoa, what is that? Wizarding World? That's a production company?
Yeah.
Is that J.K. Rowling?
Magic blooms.
Yeah. Rowling. Excuse me, I always put an S at the end of that.
Only in rare souls.
Man, I gotta be honest with you, I'm getting jacked by this.
Still, we must skulk in shadows.
How is he alive still?
They just captured it. Well, it's flashback.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
Ooh, that looks good.
That looks great. Yeah, because...
But the old ways serve us no longer.
I take it. You've heard the rumors. Grindelwald had a vision. That he would rise to dominance over the wizarding world.
So you're asking
Whoa.
Me to help
Ooh,
fucking
down. No. I can't move against Grindelwald. It has to be you. In your shoes, I'd probably refuse to. It's late. Good evening, Newt.
Oh, come on.
God, I can't wait.
You underestimate your talents, Mr. Scamander.
Your arrogance is a key to our victory.
Muggles are not lesser. Not disposable.
You're too good news. You never met a monster you couldn't love.
Fetus!
Again, yeah. This looks really good.
It's
a much better trailer than that.
Do you think Dumbledore will mourn for you?
Damn it, dude.
Are you a ghost?
No. I'm alive. But I'm an alchemist and therefore immortal.
Oh, shit.
Nicolas Flamel.
Oh, wow.
Jacob Kowalski.
Oh.
Oh, shit. You don't look a day over 375.
Wow. If I'm not mistaken, cool, right now, you are our Harry Potter anthologist here.
Enthusiast.
Well, I would say anthologist because he's smarter than all of us and writes things down. That is the person that made the Sorcerer's Stone, right?
That's dope, yeah.
Nikolai Fleming, or not Fleming, Nicholas, what is it? Flamel?
Flamel, yeah.
Sorcerer's Stone, right? Philosopher's Stone.
We're talking about the... Well, it depends on which continent you're on. In England, it's the Philosopher's Stone. In America, it's the
Sorcerer's
Stone.
Canada.
Yeah, they
get... But we're on this continent.
They get different names.
Tell them!
So I...
Hit it, man. I need it. Fuck yeah.
I rushed to the shock mic here.
Yeah.
Because I really loathed Fantastic Beasts.
You didn't... Did you loathe Fantastic Beasts?
I did.
I was indifferent on it. I was like, it's okay.
I like it, but I thought it was really bad.
Yeah.
It had... It lacked the spirit of most of the really good Harry Potter films. This trailer is really exciting, and it's not exciting because of seeing familiar characters. And the key moment in this trailer for me is watching them line up in the Defense Against the Dark Arts class, and the shot angle is exactly the same as when Lupin is lining everybody up in Harry Potter 4.
Is it?
Yeah, it just looks like exactly like that scene. The camera angles appear identical. The room has barely changed, and it gives you this sense of continuity at Hogwarts, that despite the fact that this all happened ages and ages and ages ago in the wizarding world, that's a constant, that's a touchstone. And what that first movie missed was that idea that they really appreciated that universe and were trying to build on what had come before as opposed to build something entirely new that felt ungrounded. This movie... I believe this trailer is conveying and leaning into, hey, by the way, we get it. We realize the parts we screwed up at, and we think we can make this work now.
I agree, first off. I think the movie did what it needed to do the first one, though, because I think it needed to set up the American Wizard world. I think that they were betting a lot on the fact that people wanted to see what that world looked like, myself included, because I did. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that was as compelling as they thought it was going to be. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I just think that it didn't come together because you're right. They weren't relying on a lot of the deep lore that the Harry Potter series had set up.
It didn't feel contiguous. I wanted to see the Wizarding World of America. I wanted to see all new things.
I still do.
But
I want to see all of them.
Two worlds didn't appear to exist in the same world. That was the problem. Once
the issue is they put it in 1920s.
Yeah.
And so we didn't get to see... We weren't really seeing the Wizarding World of America as a direct analog to what we saw in the Harry Potter books, right?
Yeah.
We always talked about that, and they make reference, of course, to the American president. So we know that, and to America, like, they're being wizards in America. So we know that from the books that there is that. And you're like, what would that be like? Like, what's that university called? What is all that stuff? Going back to the 20s, I think it's smart, though, because we get to see the younger Dumbledore. And to Kevin's point earlier, it was like, wait, why is he still alive? I'm like, obviously they're doing flashbacks. We see Newt Scamander when he was at Hogwarts, would have put him somewhere in the, 13 or 11 to 17 range?
Yeah, Hogwarts is around there. Yep.
Something around that. Yep. Area, so.
Nick, I have a quick question.
Kevin from the press pool.
I was actually asking why, what's this guy?
Johnny Depp was still alive?
No. Well, I mean, Johnny Depp's still alive in the...
Yeah, they just captured him, right? You're talking about Ezra Miller?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a flashback.
No, I think that's not a flashback. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I think he's still alive. Which
so
is
you
weird.
Think even though he got like blown up and became like ash and one little piece of ash flew away, you think?
He just reformed because he was that weird smoke monster thing, right?
Yeah, Obscura.
The weird Obscura,
He was wandering around lost, killing random people. Mr. Yeah. Echo met his demise at his hands. That's what he was.
Mr. Echo was so
I feel like the first Fantastic Beasts is similar to Solo. Like, in terms of, like, it's just very, very mediocre.
I think it has very different potential where, like, they haven't even announced the sequel. With the Fantastic Beasts, they announced the five, right? Five, is that correct? Five movies?
I think there's five of them, yes.
Yeah, I think yeah.
so. Gee, so, oh, like, I didn't know that this was the first step and that there's going to be more.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the whole, you know? Like, Grindelwald is a pretty, he's basically the Voldemort before Voldemort. So he was a lot more political, but and he wasn't quite as like scary, but he was someone that tried to do exactly what Voldemort did.
It seemed like he was stronger, too.
I think the first movie was soulless, lazy, and the film equivalent of a bad TV pilot.
Damn, tell him, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, they knew they didn't have to do well, and people would go see it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
And when I talked to, yeah, again, that American 1920s Wizarding World, that could have felt rich. It could have felt beautiful. It could have felt magical. Very little about that movie felt magical. And I think this one is leaning much more into that idea.
The reason being is because we're bringing familiar characters back, right? The smart thing they did was they brought Dumbledore back.
Yeah.
Which they needed to.
Yeah.
Dumbledore roots us in the Harry Potter world.
Right.
Dumbledore as the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, which everyone that read that he used to be that, you're like, what was that like?
Yeah.
What was it like actually getting to see him to teach? Because he always had a buffer between him and Harry.
Yeah. Right?
And we figure out why later in the books. But he never had that, like, where I'm going to just be this for Harry or this for the student. So it's going to be very cool to see him do that. My only real concern with the movie franchise in general is I don't dislike Eddie Redmayne, but mm-hmm. I don't like the Newt Scamander character. Mm-hmm. I find him off-putting. He's weird. He doesn't have much. What's happening?
What's happening?
If you interrupt me again,
slap me.
I will fucking fan Ant-Man
0208 for 10 minutes.
Do you understand that?
Sorry, Ant-Man. Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
No, I'm not. Don't ban him. Oh. I'm just saying, if you interrupt me again, I'm gonna take it out on him. Because you're too pretty. I love you too much.
Okay, thanks, man.
I don't like the Newt Commander character, and I think one of the biggest problems with the first one is he has zero arc. He doesn't learn anything.
Right.
He lets the things out. Everyone's like, "You fucked up." He's like, "I'll go get him," and then he gets him, and then he beats Grindelwald at the end. And you're like,
"They created a movie where literally no one learns anything, and those that do have their minds like obliterated, so that they can't learn it." You're just like, what? Why?
Dan Fogler doesn't have a character arc either, because he starts really nice and tries to be really good, and then at the end gets rewarded for it. He doesn't do anything. He's just heroic the entire time.
Bad movie.
Isn't that a good arc?
He starts good and ends good.
Yeah.
He has no problems. He doesn't overcome anything.
Eddie Redmayne always looks surprised.
Like, he gets rewarded at the end for being a decent character, but that's the problem. Is like, Harry's character arc is so good because he's so unsure of himself, and it's all about growing into who he is, and it's about re-experiencing your adolescence and coming of age through this kid's eyes who's going through these fantastical elements. And that's why that book series is so beautifully crafted.
Exactly. That's why we love Ron, because Ron always will make the wrong choice followed by the right choice. Like, that's Ron's
thing. And we love Hermione because she'll always make the right choice. And then followed by the wrong choice, which ends up being the right choice.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you love about the dynamic between those three characters.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go back to Hogwarts. I'm excited for this movie. I'm excited for maybe one day we'll get Dan Fogler on the show. I tried. He rebuffed me.
I remember that.
There was a good 6-month period. I was going back and forth with my DM. And he was like, "All right, man, I'll do the show." And then he never got back to me.
I don't know, he said he was
filming something. I don't know what it was. Well, I don't know what it could possibly be.
He's got a lot of stuff going on, you know.
He was like, "I'm kind of busy." I was like, "What the fuck have you got? What do you got to do? What, are you doing the Harry Potter movie?
Big Beast?
Are you fucking super, super popular now? Are you making movies?
Pretty
too popular.
Popular
for my dumb YouTube channel?
What's he working on now?
He was working on Fantastic
Beasts. No, one. But I mean after
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
I mean like, in
hopefully,
the future.
He's working on fucking Balls of Fury too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a good point, Nick.
Ping pong.
He is working on...
He
was a voice on Robot Chicken for 7 years.
Yeah, dude, it's Dan Fogler.
In Like Flynn, which is in post-production.
Oh, they're remaking In Like Flynn.
Making
That's awesome.
The day.
Who is he in Like Flynn?
Joel Schwartz.
Oh, who's Flynn?
In Like Flynn. Biopic depicts Flynn's roust about early life in Australia. Is it a remake? Thomas
Oh, it's about Errol Flynn. That's not a remake. There was a movie series starring James Coburn called In Like Flynn.
Mm.
He did In Like Flynn, and then
just said it's a biopic.
Yeah, this is about Errol Flynn.
Biopic. Agreed to say biopic.
I agreed to it, and I did not agree to any
I
such
never
terms.
Agreed. And Kevin, how dare you?
Kevin,
put words in my mouth.
Kevin, if you interrupt Andy again, Ant-Man 0204.
Andy, say something, please.
Don't do it. I'm just saying.
He's a Spurs fan. I would never do a tan, man.
All right.
I think he is. I don't know.
All right. Let's go into the big topic, Kev. Big topic. This is not the big topic.
The fart makes it for me.
This is not the big topic. We're not going to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
What's the big topic?
Big topic is, Andy, you went somewhere yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to play something yesterday.
Yeah.
How much are you allowed to say about this?
I don't want to break embargoes. All I can say is that I went to Los Angeles yesterday, La La Land, hung out with Eddie Murphy, Danny De Niro, Danny DeVito.
Danny De Niro.
Yeah, all those guys.
Robert De Niro's cousin, Danny De Niro, showed up.
He was there.
Danny DeVito was there also, but you were so infatuated by Danny De Niro.
We were shooting pool up.
Reimagining.
Shooting pool up by the Sunset Club, which is on 49th Street, right? Hanging out with all the celebs. I got to play Spider-Man on PS4.
You got to play a lot of Spider-Man on PS4.
Yeah, I got to play about 4 hours worth.
Are you allowed to say more about that? Like, what are you allowed to give impressions? What are you allowed to talk about?
I can confirm that Peter Parker is in the game.
Because here's my problem with it. I don't want you to break any embargoes. I played at E3. Did you get to play more than what you saw at E3?
Yes.
Very excited to talk to you about this.
You essentially start off the game.
Oh, cool. So it's from the beginning of that one cool cutscene that they showed at Comic-Con. Does it start with that intro that we saw at Comic-Con, which was like... him, it starts in his room and we're going through all the pictures and then he jumps out the window and it goes
yes
in the old suit we saw it at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
so it's that news is already out.
Mm-hmm.
Greg hosts the panel. Holly, mm-hmm. What up, Marvel Games? Here's my problem with this.
Okay,
is that yesterday I was trying to mentally communicate to you that I wanted to play Fortnite.
I felt something. Was that
but
you?
It was. We're almost there.
Okay.
And the issue I have is that you went to play Spider-Man instead of playing Fortnite with me.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Well,
I don't like it.
Okay, well.
Fucking cut him, Nick. Cut him.
Joey goes down to fucking.
Drink, really.
Go to drink with the open house, with the always open crew.
Yeah.
And they look like they had a blast. Yeah. I was also trying to mentally communicate with Joey that she needs to come back to the office and play Fortnite with me because we have a wrecking crew together.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Yeah. 2 days ago we had to play. It was me, Kevin, and Greg. And an open spot for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, well, let Joey me tell you one thing right now. Jesus, great at turning water into wine, not good at building in Fortnite.
Not great at turning wood into Fortnite.
Not really good at the brick or the metal or the wood going into Fortnite.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah.
He was the son of a carpenter, first off.
No, yeah. He was a carpenter.
I don't think JC ever picked up a hammer.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Did Jesus Christ ever build
stuff?
JC hasn't
built a fucking thing.
We don't know
life,
what he
dude.
Did from the ages of like 13 to like 30. We don't know.
Yeah.
Most likely he would have had vocational experience in building.
Thank you, Jared.
How good do you think JC would be at Fortnite?
With a
right
scar.
Now?
At Fortnite?
With that fucking nasty scar.
What? Which scar are we talking about? Like the hand scars?
No, the scar. The gun.
Oh, the scar. The I thought you were talking about the scars in his
shot,
hand
badass
inside.
Badass rifle.
No, it's not single shot.
It's the three shot?
It's the highest.
Jesus.
No, it's the highest level AR.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not rapid fire. It fires one at a time, but fast, right?
No, it's just...
So Jesus was all about the teamwork.
We'll agree to disagree. You're right.
And Jesus was all about, not being gimmicky. So I think Jesus is probably a great squad mate. I think Jesus...
Do you think Jesus would spend $25 on every battle pass just so he could rub it in Nick's face that he has the cool costumes and Nick's fucking cheap?
We're pretty sure of this. Jesus, by the end of his ministry, was... he had a house at one point, but by the end, he doesn't anymore, which means he's almost certainly sold it and given the money to the poor like he's asked everybody else to do. So he's literally, penniless when he dies.
Let me tell you about the worst fucking thing about Jesus, right? You give him a fucking health potion, he turns it into wine. It's a take the potion. You're low on your shield.
He has one. He always gives it away to you.
Yeah.
He dies.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's like, Jesus, I appreciate that you're dying for my sins so I can live.
Yeah.
But maybe let's all make it to the end of the match.
It's like,
how am I supposed to get this victory royale?
Unlike all other Fortnite players, he's going to come back after he dies. I mean, yeah, he goes down, but he just pops right back up.
We all come back after we die, because we got to wait we got to get back in the lobby and then do the stupid load server and then sit in the stupid fucking loading area.
Also, he
can
ascend without building. That's another thing.
That's true. He can't fly. So you're saying Jesus can fly?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty dope.
I wish I could fly.
Me too, dude.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I loved when you were like, in that one episode of Party Mode, you were like, I wish I could just spawn with a gun. And I could just kill everybody.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah.
I'm just saying,
that would be cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
It'd be cool if you got one gun to spawn with.
Yeah.
But I also understand, I've been playing so many solo modes. By the way, I just drop Tilted every time.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Go big or go home, Nick.
Because it trains you to work fast. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you drop on a roof and there's a gun there, someone underneath you is waiting for you. And if you like every single time, like this one time I was like, I iced one dude and I was like, I'm fucking ready, man. I had like 70 health left, no shields, but I heard someone below me and I was like, I'm gonna fuck this guy up. And I started hacking away at the floor, but I didn't have the presence of mind to realize that it was too close to my feet. And as it went away, I dropped right in front of this guy and I turned it out and he just blasted me in the face.
It's a bad move, Nick.
I'm like, damn it.
It's a bad move.
But you learn from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Jesus learned how to walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me? He didn't know how to do that at first. He had to drop into tilted over and over and over and over again. Goes, boom, walking on water, turn the whole thing into wine, take the
drop
stuff,
in the lake.
Make it into bread, we're fucking winning.
Yeah.
Victory Royale.
So, yeah, I did turn down your invitations yesterday because I was working. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But LA was great. Can't really talk about the game yet. I can't talk about it. I don't even know if I could say the date, you know?
That you're allowed to talk about?
But we will be recording something soon that will go up soon.
Like, in the next couple days or today?
I can't even say that.
Do you understand that it's fine? I get that you had to go play that cool game, but I'm now boycotting Spider-Man on PS4 because you couldn't
you
play
shouldn't.
Fortnite.
You really? Shouldn't. Or maybe you should. I can't say whether
it's good
or bad.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We'll leave it up to the audience here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick a random person. Get Buckets. You now have to boycott Spider-Man on PS4 because I can't. I have to play it, but you are not allowed to play this game. If I find Get Buckets, if Kevin, me, Cool Greg, or Andy figures out that you're playing this game, you're banned for 5 minutes.
Andy Ronda makes a great point, Nick.
What's that?
This is a very weird big topic.
It is. I just wanted to catch up with you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely all it is.
Did he go to Funhouse? No. I didn't have time.
He never will.
I didn't have time.
And he never will.
I tried. But like the place where we were playing the game at is straight up like a 6 minute drive away from their offices. I was close to going, but you know.
At least would have let you in.
I had to beat up bad guys, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I had to beat up some bad guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through the tips. If you've given us a tip at the $5 above level, we appreciate you. Or if you've given us more than 500 cheers, just like that guy's video did. He gave us 100 cheers and then said, oops, gave us 400 cheers and said, you guys know what should be the number one on Ragu Bagu list? Nick's receding hairline.
Oof. Ooh, whoa.
Wish I had screened that one beforehand.
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on me. So fool me twice. It's easy because I get fooled very quickly.
Wow.
It's very, very easy.
That cuts deep, man.
I'll tell you what.
Because it's hitting me.
Is that guy's video in the chat right now?
No.
Can you see if you can add him? Let him know that hurt.
I'm trying to see where this.
He is in the chat.
What are you talking about? It's on Muxy.
Oh, that guy. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying there was a video attached.
Yeah, his username is that guy's video.
His username is that guy's video. He just likes to confuse and befuddle everything.
No, he nailed it. I'm confused and befuddled.
A lot of people are asking to time him out.
Did you read the Robin? No, that's.
No, I just saw that one first. I'm going to go back and read the rest from now.
Got it.
I'm just saying, if he's in the chat.
He is.
Is he in the chat?
Yeah. I said that hurt. You want me to tell me that he hurt you?
Tell him he hurt me.
I'm sure he can hear us.
And tell him. No, but tell him the chat.
Okay.
Type that he hurt me. Type that I don't normally like to respond to negative comments about me because I like to be above it, right? I'm a benevolent, altruistic human being, and I will not stoop to his level. I will not call attention to this bad comment. I will not let him know that I've been hurt by this, even though I've been very hurt by this. And at no point will I tell you to time him out for the next 30 seconds.
Okay. Cool Greg.
But I'd like you to time him out for the next 30 seconds.
Cool,
you understand?
Cool Greg, did you bring those tissues for the Andy? Because I think Nick might need them.
Oh, Kevin! Oh! You fucking little baby crier!
Oh, baby chill!
Wait, are we all
baby
finally...
Baby chill!
Kevin, are we all finally doing the thing you want to do with Circle Jerk?
What?
Wait. Oh, tissues for my eyes.
Yeah, not for the cum.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to do that thing we talked about when every time we're alone and you say, Nick, I really like being touched.
All right, but like, who's actually going to believe that fucking baby Nick? Baby champ!
Damn,
baby
dude.
Champ!
This
way. He everybody got you, throw Nick. Some baby champs!
Damn, dude.
No, our first tip today comes from...
I'm kind of with the prez, though, man.
You're with the prez?
Yeah.
God damn, that's a good bit. The tyrannical duel... This comes from AP Jack Sonic. Says,
Andy, I don't
the tyrannical
think you
duel...
Say that.
I'm reading a tip...
I'm sorry.
He means the prez with a Z.
No,
he knows
I know what he means.
The tyrannical. You know, it's the worst when.
Wants his bottle.
It's the worst when Greg gets a hold
get
of it. As you know, it's sad as I was like, there was something in the back of my mind of like, You know what would make this even worse is if Greg got a hold of this. And he did. Just get... like Beast getting a hold of those fucking mangoes, man. You just come in. You just come in on me.
I see you in your review. Just a request for the talented artists out there if they want to draw a baby champ and send it to me so I can put it up on
Blast.
Oh,
Christ. Just do it. Do what Kevin says or else this joke will never go away. AP Jack Sonic says, the tyrannical reign of Johnny Ace and Scarpino is sandcastle built of lies that will surely be washed away by the rising tide of justice. Hashtag not my champ. Tim was robbed. Literally.
How was Spider-Man?
How
was Spider-Man?
Oh, I can't talk about it yet.
Is he still okay?
Well, we're on the show right
now. I'll mute his mic.
Mute his mic?
They're all, everybody knows. Twitch, isn't cool. It? We're on a friendly, everybody. Friendly.
Okay, friendly. Come on, Mike.
No.
No, I mean, I'm going to cough your
head. I thought you were like, the game was bad. I'm like, what?
He's like, no, I'm going to
probably see Brian from Insomniac?
Intar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
I didn't ever say his last name because I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah. I think he said his name was Brian Intihart. He intro'd the...
You talk about me a little bit? Talk about Shirtless Spider-Man? Say anything about that?
No, he didn't talk about you at all.
A lot of people putting that Shirtless Spider-Man emote in the chat right now.
It's the closest thing we have to Baby Champ.
That's fair. That's fair. That is very fair.
But if we commit to it, we might have a Baby Champ emote.
Oh, that's fucking nasty. What was that?
What was it?
The
Dying Dog shirt. Insert coins.
That's cool.
Now look at me, Andy. You have an eyelash on your nose. Do you want me to get it?
Lick it off.
No, it's on the bridge of your nose.
Tell him to lick it off.
You got it. Nailed it. Crushed it.
Here, man. Make a wish. Tell him to make a wish. Make a wish.
Greg has to make a wish.
Wait, I thought I have to make the
no,
wish.
No, you take it off. Someone else has to make a wish.
No.
It's your eyelash.
That's why.
Lick it. Lick his fucking hand. Bring us the tissues.
Here, make a wish. All right.
Bring out the tissues.
Baby Champ's crying?
For Baby Champ and his baby dick.
I have to make a wish, but you can't think. You can't say it. You have to think it only. All right?
Okay.
So, hold on. I wish Funhouse would hire me.
Okay. Well, you know what? You know what I hope? You know what I hope? I hope that eyelash floats around for a little bit and then lands right in your fucking eyeball.
Oh, man.
That's what I hope. And I hope you can never get it out.
It's inconvenient, dude.
I hope it's just a constant thorn in your eyeball's side, just like you and me and Kevin are to all of us, each other.
You know?
I'm great looking.
You are.
Thanks.
Have you ever done the thing where somebody asks you to get an eyelash out and they're like blowing my eye?
Yeah.
I had never done that until recently. Yeah, it's weird, Kev.
Doesn't work.
Like, you do that, and you just go like, and like, it just fucking eyeball shoots back into the brain. You have to stuff the eyeball.
Have you ever had an eye test where they have to do that?
No.
Where they put the thing over it, and they're like, it's going to blow. Go,
oh, yeah.
Pumps your eye out and looks into it.
No, that's an old fogey test.
It's weird. Well, no, I mean, I'm saying I've heard of this. I've never had to go in because my eyesight's perfect.
All right, baby champ.
I have perfect eyesight, perfect hearing.
You have great eyes.
And some people say I'm the perfect height for being compact and being on planes.
5'7.5".
Aries Knight says, first time watching live, I usually catch it on YouTube later, but since I'm working from home now, I can work and watch. Thanks for being awesome and making scheduling content much more interesting. Jerry Coe gave us a tip and said, Kevin, please do the English accent. We know you can. Please say, would you mind awfully putting the kettle on? I'm rather parched. And then open mouth kiss Andy. Got this from Reddit. Google search most British sentences.
I don't feel comfortable doing this. That's a private thing. In fact, I'm insulted
with
Greg.
Would you mind awfully putting the kettle on? I'm rather parched.
Very personal thing.
I'll do it because you know what? I'm your fucking champ and I deliver.
That's right, baby. That's right. Champ.
Press.
Fucking Greg's not even on the show. That's how little he's delivering. He could be hosting the show right now.
He couldn't give a lesser shit about
any of you. He couldn't give zero fucks about any of you, including Lexi Gunner.
No, I think...
That's right, Lexi. He doesn't care about you. No, I mean, he does care about you, but it's not like how I care about you guys.
Yeah.
In fact...
You care so much,
I care so much...
Yeah.
...that when I go home, I forget to check the comments until 9 o'clock, and then I get in there, and then I just make fun of everyone. It's super fun.
You're the worst.
Would you believe that when I respond to comments, 9 out of 10 times, I giggle to myself at how clever I am at responding to comments?
Oh, you think you're so good at it.
I'm so fucking good. Remember, the word of the day is Moonanites. If you guys don't have anything better to say, say that. Next up, Robin GL, our friend from across the pond, the pond's pond in Sweden, says, just wanted to thank the Polish best friends for sending 44 fire trucks to help us fight the fires. If Germany ever... tries to invade you guys again. We got your back. Here's our king reacting to Nick being champ again. Please bring this up. He is a delight.
He's so cute.
He is a delight. He reminds me, is it Professor Scudsworth? Who is the one?
Yes.
Yeah, is that Scudsworth?
Yeah.
He reminds me of Professor Scudsworth, and I love him. Pants G2 gave us $5.02, and I'm not quite sure why, but that's a great tip. Thank you. Says the Dream Team rides again, potentially off a cliff. Are any of the RTX panels being streamed? That I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably not, though. Whoa.
I mean, maybe.
Whoa. Breaking news. Let me read this last tip, but we're going to pull this up. Sorry. Robert, a.k.a. Rave Lord Nido, says, "Hey, guys, love the show and the phenomenal community here. So glad our champ has the belt again. Also, BTW, my name is pronounced Rave Lord Nieto."
Nito.
Nito. Oh, Nito. Rave Lord Nito. Not Nido. It's a fun Dark Souls reference.
That's, you know, Dark Souls. Do fair again.
Oh, dude, I played countless hours of that.
Yeah.
Kev, bring this up. This comes from Deadline, I'm sure, via Mr. Yasman 300. Frasier reboot being explored by Kelsey Grammer and CBS TV Studios. I am in. Exclusive. Another beloved sitcom is plotting a possible return. I have learned that Frasier star and executive producer Kelsey Grammer is fielding interest to put together a new Frasier series.
This seems like non-news, though. I'm going to say, this seems like non-news. The people are talking. I don't know, man.
I got a thought on this.
Give us the thought, Jared.
Oh, I don't know what to do with that.
The salads and scrambled eggs.
They call it again.
They call it again. Blah,
blah, blah. Good night, Seattle!
Cool, man.
You know, my goal in life is to actually learn that piano thing. I just don't have a piano, so I have to drop I have to draw a piano out in front of me every time I want to learn it. It's difficult.
It's hard. Because you can't, thing. There's no sonic, like, feedback.
There's no sonic resonance.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. why I don't understand.
Get the switch thing. The Labo with the piano.
That's so stupid.
That's stupid.
That's a stupid fucking
idea. Yeah, I'm definitely going to invest $100 in something. If I spill water on it, it disintegrates.
Right, first of all,
it's stupid.
Yeah, you're right. That's dumb.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was wrong. Fuck. Fucking morons.
All right, PS, I love his best friend, XOXO. It's your opportunity to nominate people in the community you want to shout out. Brandon Waylander is shouting out Rave Lord Nito. Oh, that's fun. Says, watching the boys play Fortnite live right now, and I mentioned I couldn't afford the Battle Pass. This excellent best friend went straight to Amazon to buy $10 of Xbox credit so I could join in on the fun with skins. While it didn't work because of different countries, it was an amazing display of best friends that was incredibly appreciated. Brandon, that's awesome. That's great to hear. Thank you, Rave Lord Nito. Thanks.
Being cool
Thank
people,
you
man.
For being, you know what we got to do? When we, in my ongoing efforts to make the show even more stupid, is we need to have a clip from the Golden Girls for PS I Love His Best Friend XO, where it's just the entire intro song.
Ding, 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 ding.
Travel down the road and back again. Ding, 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 man, I'll tell you, we spent some time with Austin Creed, and I didn't realize how much he loves Golden Girls,
oh, yeah.
And it makes me fucking love him more. He showed up to one of the events wearing a Sophia shirt, where it's just Sophia in black and white, and it just said Savage. And I'll tell you, and then from that point on, so I started Googling, there's all these, of course, memes of Estelle Getty as Sophia, and it's like, there's like top 10 lists, like 10 times Sophia was Roast. Absolutely fucking savage. It's so fucking true, man. It's so true. All right, it's giveaway time, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you know, we give away a game each and every day here. There's four ways to win this. Be in the chat, be a subscriber, support us on either of our Patreons. Those are the four ways. For those of you who are doing all of those things, thank you so much. For those of you who aren't, well, you know.
Get better at it.
Whatever.
Just get it together.
Before we give away the game today, of course, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your Simple Contact order by visiting simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and entering promo code kindoffunny20. That's 20, not the actual word 20. Tim wears contact lenses and always finds himself dreading that annual appointment to renew his prescription. That's why we're excited to try Simple Contacts. He uses it. He swears by it. It's a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process very, very simple. Tim has done this. He's talked about his experience. You use the app. It looks into your eyes. If there's any issues, it goes to a real doctor. They tell you to take the pictures again or whatever. Real doctors look at it, and they will renew your prescription. Of course, it's worth noting, this is not Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. You got to go in there. You still got to have a doctor look at you every once in a while. This is for renewing your prescription and getting those contacts without having to leave the comfort of your own home. And by that, I mean, I don't like putting pants on. I'll just say it. I wear a little gym shorts sometimes around the house, and I move around like I'm a Thai boxer, and it's super fun. I feel like I'm Sagat.
You feel super athletic.
From
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. Yeah, it's fantastic. And Tim feels the same way. That's why he uses Simple Contacts, and you should too. Right now, Get that $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by going to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and entering the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. Again, for the third and final time, that's $20 off your Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at the checkout. Congratulations to Way Cayman, Cam, Way Cam on Twitch, the chat. You've won Horizon Chase Turbo on PS4. You are the winner today. You're the big winner, and everybody loves you, and today is your moment. Enjoy it, because tomorrow is coming, and there'll be a different winner tomorrow.
And we'll see you then.
Winter's coming, too. And you know what I'm happy about that? Pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh,
you I don't drink them. I just like the smell.
I'll be honest with you. Never had one.
Yeah, you love them. What's not to like?
Why have you not had so many things that are normal? Like mac and cheese?
He's weird,
dogs.
Dude.
I've eaten hot dogs. What do you want?
I meant corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
You know what I meant?
Yeah. I just timed out Ignacio Rojas.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
As the co-host of the show, you can wield that power as much as you want. Oh, you want to time someone else out?
No, I'm all right.
What about AMAN0208? He's been a little cocky right now. He just said congrats, but he said it like a weird way.
Like you took it kind of
like,
weird way.
You know, tonally, like, I was like, I don't off. Like the way you're saying this.
Right, yeah.
We're
running
pretty late, guys.
Yeah.
We are. Okay, let's let's go straight into sub-only mode. Because we are running late.
Straight into sub-only mode. I have to untime out Ignacio Rojas.
Craig, I like it when you leave the shirt untucked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I untuck it. It looks nice. I mean, I'm usually untucked at the thing because it's a hot box back here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's been a groundswell movement in your chat. Mm-hmm. For me to come in and breastfeed the baby champ. How you feeling about that baby champ?
Suck on that teeny baby champ.
Open mouth kissing, open mouth nips. You know what I'm saying?
Baby champ.
Did you ever see that episode of the Family Guy?
I don't mind.
When Peter Griffin decides he like gets the turtle.
And Stewie pulls out the one nipple there.
That's how I imagine
it
would
both
be.
That's how it goes.
No, when Greg said open mouth kiss, I pictured... You know how the nipple has a hole in it, like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's
know,
a hole in the nipple.
I pictured like
you, I'm getting milk.
Like no, like both of these open holes like making out with each other. When
oh,
you said open
my
mouth,
hole's that big on my
oh,
nip.
Oh yeah,
I pictured
your
it doing
hole's
that.
Huge.
I pictured it blooming out.
My nipple's huge. I don't know how big my nipple.
No,
hole
your nipple
is.
Hole is probably like you probably fit a quarter.
At least
fucking
4-inch
thing.
Diameter.
Ways, you know what I mean?
It sounds like a picture of tear if I ever heard of one.
Pop it in.
What would like, the
and when we get the best part
we,
about
we,
that,
we raise another 10 bucks.
We
shove a nickel
as
and Greg's nip
as a coin purse, and then when I need change for the meter, put in.
Yeah,
great
sound effect.
Let's see. First off, Todd Wise in the chat, a Twitch subscriber, of course, says Nick doesn't have the balls to time me out. You're right, I don't. Andy, time him out. Thank you very much. Let's see. Someone was saying, oh, Get Bucket says, Nick, Greg said Akira is bad. You really are the true champ. I've been telling you guys for years, Greg is dumb, has bad opinions, and can't play games.
Akira's a bad movie.
Not a bad movie.
No, it's what
it's
the
terrible. It's a terrible
we had a conversation.
Movie.
Greg watched it. And Greg has no attention span. And so he's like, I don't want to read. I don't want to pay attention. The plot's stupid. He's playing for fucking Lumines on his PlayStation, original PlayStation Vita, and he's just like, this is better than anything. I don't like watching movies. Oh, my life's so hard. I have to sit down for 2 hours and pay attention to something that's not shiny fucking things coming at me. It's not.
Hey, are we going to do this Office podcast or what?
Oh. We're going to do Geostorm first, and then the Office podcast.
People want the Office podcast.
Let's take a couple more comments, and then let's wrap this bad boy up, because one of us has to go pee-pee. You tell him, Nick. It says... Catherine, I will. Let's see. Panzer G2 says the Akira dub was bad. The sub was amazing, though. I think that's the last one I watched. I think I actually watched one with subtitles, which was great.
The Greg impression is spot on to Ignacio Rojas.
Krui is dead says, Nick, I got high as shit and watched Split last night, and holy shit, it was very good. I'll be honest with you, very good sober as well.
Yeah.
If you got a lot out of it high, watch it sober. You might get more out of it.
Yeah.
Okami Haley says, Nick is the fake champ. But because he or she is not here to defend his or herself, I will also add that he or she said, but I'm just kidding, Nick is awesome.
And you get these fools to watch Narcos yet? Amazing show. I haven't watched Narcos.
Your brother says it's good.
Right, it's amazing.
But the guy who comments is Team Puppinsuds 69. All Puppinsuds, right. Great reference.
That's it. Daddy's going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up!
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, that's your show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Andy, I love you. It's always a pleasure. Cool, Greg, thank you for doing that run for me. Kevin, thank you for holding the fort down. And all of you out there, see you tomorrow.